Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
hello. Welcome to Sort
Hey.
of Jeremiah and the Funk.
It's kind of late, and we thought we'd just
Yeah.
do one.
Hey.
Turns out our professional relationship has blossomed into so much more. We're
Yeah.
actually friends with each other.
Yeah, I
It's
know.
weird.
We're all in my bedroom
Yeah,
currently.
we're in the same room. This is unheard of.
Yeah. What? Ten
We're.
thirty.
Between us, there is approximately zero clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. I would deny that, but then I'd be lying. We're being sponsored today by Dr. Pepper.
We are.
Yeah. Hear this sweet.
That
Was fantastic. Good job. That sweet Dr. Pepper tastes so good. You
shit's
should
tight.
buy it. Yeah, I've never actually drank Dr. Pepper.
Have you
Here,
not?
is it any
It's
good?
nice. I like it.
I'm gonna wipe that off a bit because
Don't catch
I don't know where
rabies.
you've been, Jamie. Problem with Dr. Pepper is it
It's
wipes your sperm. Can't have children.
Oh. Worth it.
Sorry,
Oh
Marks. Was it good?
well.
It was mediocre. You're mediocre.
I know.
You're not. You're beautiful.
Thank you. You're beautiful in every single way.
You're beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't
Can't
bring
bring me
me down.
down.
Whoa, if we carry on like this, it'll sound so much like the real thing that we'll get sued.
No.
Could only have three words. I have more than three words for you, Jamie. Go on. I have
You're racist.
several herpes.
No.
No,
What? A
that's
lot of
not
things were
true.
said at the same time there.
It's more than several words.
What did you say? Herpes?
Something about herpes.
It wasn't
Genitally
my fault.
herpes. You can tell we're tired. This is the
Yeah.
worst conversation
Is
I've ever had in my life.
it still recording?
It should be still recording. I don't know.
Oh,
My phone locked, but I think it's still recording. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's
still
still
recording.
recording. I
It's
bloody
still
hope
going.
not. I'm gonna say that we
Peter Walks
leave
are
this
playing
episode
well.
completely uncut so that people can understand who we are at this time of night. At 10:30 at night, which is not
It's not
late.
even that late,
It's to be not
honest.
late.
It's really
It's
not.
just been a long day.
I'm a bit jet lagged. I've just been to Cornwall.
I was on a train for 2 hours today. During that time, I was lucky enough to have a carriage to myself. So I took the opportunity to take my ukulele out and blast out some tunes.
That is a euphemism, folks.
Yes, it
He
is.
spunked
We.
everywhere.
We got to the station, and I was just sort of playing, and then the doors opened, and this guy walked in, and he was just sort of like,
And he took out his
he
ukulele.
looked at me, he looked deep into my soul, and I could just hear him thinking, "If you play that darned instrument, I
Such
will shove it through your
grumbo.
face." The guy was scary. He had like a beard and an eye patch. I'm lying about that. I'm okay. I'm lying about his appearance. He didn't have a beard. He did have a peg leg
He wasn't a man
and a
either.
parrot and a pirate
He
hat.
didn't exist.
He
Wake
was.
up, Daniel.
I've been asleep for 13 years.
Jamie's now like, I don't know what he's
Jamie
doing.
is genuinely asleep.
I'm in deep thought.
Deep thought.
Deep thought.
About some of
Yeah. I watched a film yesterday.
that.
It was called The Boat That Rocked. And it was
Yes.
about pirate radio.
I've seen that.
My voice just cracked rather embarrassingly.
Radio.
Radio! Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
That was a Guys and Dolls reference. Oh yeah.
I didn't get that.
I hate musical theatre. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's how things coming though. Something's
So
coming, something
something
good.
good. If
If I
I can
can wait,
wait, come
I
on,
don't know what
something,
it is,
but
but
it
it is
is gonna
gonna
be
be great.
great.
I don't know how we do it. We're just so in sync with each other.
You can't see me right now, but I'm clicking like they do in West Side Story.
I
Ooh,
can't
except
click
I
my
can't
fingers.
click. I can click in four different ways. Okay. One, two, three, and four.
That was very impressive.
but also completely pointless and unnecessary.
Unless they sound,
that is literally the best thing I've ever seen Nathan done.
Thank you, Jamie.
Which is saying something.
Nathan's room is quite the sight to behold. Mm. I mean, not only is the floor completely covered in, well, I'm not going to say what it's covered in, but there are random pictures.
From his ukulele.
Random pictures of space.
Yeah, there are, actually.
There are four guitars.
No, more than four in here.
Are there?
Four up there.
Oh, right, there's one
there's
behind me.
There's seven guitars in this room.
There's seven guitars in this room. Which is
and other
impressive.
Stringed instruments.
Other stringed instruments. There's a banjo mandolin, which I want.
You've got a banjo, though.
I do have a banjo. It's very exciting. I can't play it. Jamie's genuinely gone
Jamie's
asleep.
Dead again.
You can't play anything, Mark.
Owned.
I Jamie has
woke
has
up for the shot. Go back to sleep.
He delivered and he slept.
And as the good book says,
spit in the air and it lands in your face. That's genuinely a line from Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Have I mentioned that I hate musical theatre?
I've never seen Fiddler on the Roof. Good. Sound of Music.
I've seen the.
Is that the one with like the sailing granny?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The sailing granny.
The sailing granny.
Which movie are you watching?
The one that goes with the umbrella in the air.
No, that's Mary Poppins. Oh. And sailing.
Myth busted.
there's one where they go underwater on a bed.
Seems legit.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. That's a classic.
I've seen a production of Fiddler on the Roof with James Fenton.
James Fenton.
Yeah.
The Sinai Primary School.
The most talented man on earth.
Wow.
I think he played baby Jesus.
I have a photo of that. Somebody took a photo of a baby and replaced the face with Fenton's face. I'll show you guys after.
No, they made him wear really tight gold tights, and he wasn't wearing any trousers.
he just
looked like he had golden legs.
Beautiful.
To be honest, I think anyone would kill to see that. You are a very lucky man, Jamie. So do you have any stories for us? You usually have stories.
Me?
Yeah.
Falling asleep again.
Jamie has fallen asleep again.
No, move on.
Me? Yeah. On Saturday, last Saturday, I don't know what date that is for you guys. I don't know what date it is anyway. I went to see probably my second favourite band, Meshuggah. It was excellent.
Last Saturday was the 20th. Jamie and I were at a party.
Oh yeah. Which party? I can't even remember.
Oh,
not because
yeah.
I drank, but because I'm old age.
Wow. Because of dementia.
I didn't actually drink anything at that party. I just had a lot of juice.
Juicy C.
Oh, I drank more than usual to spite someone.
Jamie tactic.
They were like,
drink to create more problems.
They were annoyed at me because I was drinking too much, and they were like, eat food to line your stomach. And I was like, I'll show you. I'm gonna line my stomach with whiskey.
I
think I made out with a guy at that party.
That was fun.
So there was this guy, and he liked me because I was making loads of gay jokes, as you do. And then I found myself at the end of the night alone with him in a room, and I said, should we make out with each other and tell everyone we didn't, or should we not make out with each other and tell everyone we did? Legit logic. So I'm not going to tell you the outcome.
It's just sort of one of those things where you leave the people to do the guesswork. It's like
fill in the gaps.
It's genuinely a thing.
He filled in my gaps.
Oh,
I'm big into this animated TV series called The Legend of Korra, and it finished on Friday, the last ever episode, and it ended with the two main female characters walking off into the sunset together. And there was so much debate from the fanboys online. They were like, no, they can't be gay. That's not right. It's Avatar. It's not allowed. And yeah, then the creators were on went online and they were like, we'll leave you to do the guesswork. I mean, if you want them to be gay, they can be gay. If you don't,
yes,
then you don't. And then a bunch of people complained about that, and they were like, we want a definitive answer, we want a definitive answer. Tell us mm. they're not gay. And they were like, you know what? No, they're definitely gay. We've been making them gay since, like, 2 seasons ago.
Yes.
You're all blind.
That's what I'm doing to all of you guys. You don't know it, but I'm slowly making you gay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Also, my female friends, I'm making them all gay.
Oh, yeah.
I do that anyway.
It's just Jamie's touch.
Jamie's really
like,
good
I'm not
that.
Even kidding with that one. Actually, you should probably cut that bit out of the podcast.
Nah, mate.
Oh, no.
This one's uncut.
No cuts allowed. I'm sorry.
Hey, we weren't specific with who. And
with whom does not matter what
also,
happened. Jamie's literally lying.
For all you know, we could be lying.
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely lying. Nothing we ever say on this podcast is true. It's all 100%
fabricated.
This is
a shit podcast. I don't know why you still listen to it, to be honest.
Who listens to it?
That's true.
Who are you talking to?
I think we got like 5 listeners on the last episode.
Yeah, we uploaded, was it episode 4?
Something like that.
Episode 4 on SoundCloud. And like, we've gone from like 130 listens on episode 1 to 5 on the most recent one.
Shout out to our listeners.
Sorry, I'll I don't know. Does Jacob Spencer still listen?
Oh, who's that kid? Literally, we were like, oh yeah, let's message this kid, you know, and he literally dipped.
He was like, this is the funniest thing. He was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever listened to. This is amazing. And then we've heard nothing.
He better
from
be dead or something, because otherwise, it's not a good enough excuse.
Where did he live? Like Swindon or something? Let's go
Swindon.
There and beat him up.
Swindon
or
is the shithole. Like, we set up an email address for this podcast thinking that maybe someone would email us with questions like, oh yeah, we're like the Comedy Button or some shit. No, no, this is genuinely the worst podcast on the internet. I'd be wary even to call it a podcast.
Yeah.
It's more just three idiots making stupid noises on terrible microphones and then putting them online
and now
for no one to listen to.
Our next segment, stupid noises made by three idiots.
Let's do this, genuinely. Okay. Jamie, you start. Oh, wait, no, Nathan's already set the ball rolling.
Now we're ending our segment. Three idiots making noises.
No, we do enjoy making this. I think we just don't get any.
No gratification. Like, seriously, though, if anyone listens to this, and this is a massive shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Please let us know.
Oh, seriously.
Because it would make us feel much better. It would, like, super reassure us that what we're doing is actually worth our time. Like, literally, I could be doing work right now. I could be at home, or I could be asleep, or I could be...
I have nothing better to do.
No, I have nothing better to do either. We are very sad and lonely.
I'm not.
No, Jamie is.
Jamie's just sad.
So, yesterday, I spent an entire day doing an essay, which is unprecedented for me because I procrastinate like a pro.
We all do. Procrastination's great.
I'm terrible at procrastination.
The thing is, I was like, I'm totally gonna do nothing. I'm totally gonna finish this essay by the end of the day. I did like a paragraph in 12 hours. And then I got up really early this morning and just like wrote an entire essay in like half an hour. really shows what desperation does, doesn't it?
Should I go to university?
Yeah. Be funny.
Which one? Cambridge.
Oxford.
Both. Simultaneously.
You can only apply to one.
Lies.
Fine, both. Done.
Just set me Oxford. And came, sweetie.
So, at parents' evening recently, my maths teacher was explaining the intricacies of how I've been doing sort of all of my A-level modules.
Yeah.
But my mum asked him what maths A-level was, and he gave her a look to sort of, like, ask if she was joking.
Wow.
I think she just worded it badly. She wanted to ask, like, what it was made up of. But she asked the question, what is maths A-level? And then he sort of had to explain what maths was.
Wow.
At least he knows that I'm not getting help from anyone.
So maths is of the use of numbers and letters.
You know, the ones which you plus and add.
My politics teacher threatened that if I didn't get an A at the end of the year, he would force me to sign up as a member of UKIP. I think that is the greatest motivator of all.
No punishment.
Nigel Farage is the most repulsive human being in this country.
Nathan, what Nathan's doing right now is pretty
repulsive.
This
podcast doesn't actually have any political opinions, and we are in no way affiliated with any political party or organisation.
Our official political opinion is that we hate animals.
Yeah, especially killer whales.
Man, fuck the birds.
And elephants. Elephants are the worst.
I've taken a liking to elephants.
Now. Oh, okay.
Especially the elephant in the room, which is Nathan.
Harsh. That was harsh, but also true.
Damn. Sad but true. Rip in pieces.
I'm going back to sleep now. Shots fired.
Right. I ate a sandwich at lunchtime.
Did you?
That was the most exciting thing I did today.
I had pasta. I like pasta. Pasta's like one of my favourite foods.
Pasta is like that really weird food that you just can't explain. Like, why does it exist?
It's brilliant. It's like better bread.
Do you know what's brilliant about pasta is you can make it into weird shapes and then buy penis shaped ones for parties.
I've had them.
Have you?
Yeah, my dad got them.
That's brilliant. Like, so Nathan has had penis pasta. Mm. Jamie has had penis pizza.
It was, yeah.
Penis pizza dough. And I have had
just actual penises. He gobbles them by the second.
It's like with Theon Greyjoy.
Sorry, I was getting in the way.
Nathan just got up, turned around, and stuck his hands down his trousers, and then sat down.
Man's got too long, man's got too.
It's not late at night at all. We're just very, very tired. How is... You know what? Things are starting to go fuzzy. I can see stars.
I've been blind for at least an hour. But I didn't want to mention it.
It's all that masturbation, Jamie.
Oh, what can I say? A man's gonna do what a man's gonna do.
Yeah, he brought it back. Okay.
Full circle.
Full circle.
You've come full circle. Oh, if you know what I mean.
Dear.
How are you feeling?
Nathan.
Bisexual sea slug circle.
Nathan and I run the ukulele club at school, and Nathan's brother was the founder of said ukulele club.
Yeah.
So a while ago, we did a performance at our school concert of Imagine by John Lennon.
All the people.
Except Nathan's brother decided that it would be a better idea to do the version of the song written by a band called A Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
And it's just the most depressing version
of a
man.
I love the cover.
It's really disturbing.
It's like a minor cover. It's like
it's a minor cover, which is fair enough, but it's like that's the song that you really associate with, like, oh, this is like John Lennon's perfect image of the world, and now we're going to turn it into hellfire. And it was really disturbing. But we didn't put Imagine by A Perfect Circle in the program.
Yeah, so people were like,
Imagine by John Lennon. And they were like, oh, they're going to play Imagine. And then we played the face-melting evil version.
Yeah, that's it. Three
people
concerts.
Commit suicide in the audience.
Only three. We weren't doing our job.
Not enough.
Last time I played a musical instrument, they murdered me.
Jamie _ not a legitimate bass player.
Fuck's sake.
Jamie is a legitimate bass player.
I once saw a bass from not very too far away.
Literally.
I swear I'm legitimate.
But genuinely, like with like the bands that we're in, all of them have taken people who are not legitimate bass players and have made them play bass.
Yeah.
We did it in Ukulele Club.
Zach.
He probably learned bass, but like at that point
he was
not a legitimate bass player. Yeah. And we did it with Klezmer Band.
Yeah.
Our friend didn't play the bass, not even like the electric, but he's a guitarist, but he didn't even play the electric bass, but our teacher decided that he should be playing the double bass, which is a completely different instrument. And Jamie the legitimate bass player.
You carve that onto my gravestone.
I'm definitely carving that onto gravestone. Even if they, like, I'm probably going to suggest it to whoever deals with your gravestone. But when they say no, I will sneak into the graveyard in the middle of the night and carve it with a knife.
And on the knife, I will also carve Jamie as a legitimate bass player. Just for double
on the knife.
On the knife.
Into my body.
Because you know how like a lot of like knives in films or like swords have like words carved onto them?
007.
007?
Yeah.
No.
James Bond, he has like 007 on his gun.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Beef. You're part of the beef.
I know, but I like chanting.
Okay, one of you two, whoever has the guts to do it, can you dig up my body? I give you full permission. I'll write it out, get a lawyer to sort it out. Dig up my body and place it in the other one's house or in their room or something.
Just for banter.
just for the banter.
Can we dress you up in...
like party hat.
A monkey onesie.
You can do whatever you want. Oh, what's wrong with you people? So, yeah.
We do like a Weekend at Bernie's kind of thing. We use your dead body to pick up girls.
What? What is... I haven't seen this film.
I haven't either, but it's a pop culture reference.
Sounds quality.
Quality. Have you seen that? Neil Lawson's well funny show, whatever it
well,
was.
Well, good. No, I
hate love
that.
It. It's
I hate
so
that
funny.
Show. Terrible.
And the fat guy called Omelette.
Omelette.
Beer pressure challenge.
So, I spent Christmas with my grandma recently, and usually old people have disgustingly racist or sexist or homophobic views.
Or grandmas that dance the river dance.
She's surprisingly good. She's not racist. She's not too racist. She thinks there's too many immigrants. Just a normal amount.
Classic, yeah.
I told her I was gay. She was like, as long as you're happy. As you do, I just wanted to see what she'd say.
Well.
Not too sexist. We were walking down the street and she saw a fat person. Yeah. And was like, I hate fat people.
My grandma did the river dance, the other day. Well, or at least attempted to. We had a bunch of family over and they were like, hey, Daniel and your sister, go and get your musical instruments and play us a tune. So my sister got her accordion out and played an Irish jig. And my grandmother decided that it would be a fun idea to get up and do the river dance.
Is she okay?
Yeah. She nearly fell over, but she was fine. Wow. It wasn't really the river dance, though. She was kind of just sort of moving her feet backwards and forwards. It was a bit weird.
That banter.
I feel like we've run out of fuel.
I don't know.
I feel like we've run out of fuel and beyond.
We've been going for what, like...
20 minutes?
25.
We're all tired out from the orgy before.
Yeah.
Let me check how long we've been going for.
I feel like if we do like a 20-minute thing...
23 minutes.
Yeah, I reckon that's substantial enough. You guys have had enough of our horrible voices for this evening.
We know exactly who you are. We know which three people listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I love you.
All of you, dearly.
All three of you.
I wish there were more than three people listening to
this. I don't. I wish nobody listened to this.
I wish God listened to this.
This has gotten deep.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
I genuinely don't think this has picked up your voice at all, Nathan.
If it hasn't,
he's been sitting really far away from the microphone that we've been using, and we've just turned the screen on, and it like shows the sound that it picks up. And when Nathan's been speaking, nothing's happened.
Well,
we turn off Nathan's microphone for every podcast. And don't tell him. We just let him participate for the banter.
I'm taking over. Okay, thank you for listening to Jeremiah and the Funk.
This has been Jeremiah and the Funk. We have been idiots. Goodbye.